Hollywood, California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. So just drop whatever you're doing and... Oh. I'm sorry, madam. I didn't know you were doing the dishes. Well, as I say, it's the Smiths of Hollywood, a program about people just like you and me.
Only more interesting.
Yeah, well, that was Arthur Treacher, hereinafter referred to as Uncle Cecil Smythe. Later, you'll hear from Brenda Marshall as my wife, Nancy Smith. Dan Ford is our problem child daughter, Bump Smith. And, of course, my name is Bill Smith. Although, when the withholding tax is withheld, they take it from a fellow named Harry Von Zell. So, as I said before, just drop whatever you're doing and listen to The Smith of Hollywood. Presented by... The Smith of Hollywood. This is Attorney Bill Smith. And believe me, this is the day Attorney Bill Smith should have stood in bed. But no, we were up with the birds. Surprising how much trouble a bird can start.
Death, that confounded bird. Thought all those things went to Florida for the winter. Or was it Capistrano? Must send to England for my fowling piece.
Uncle Steve, are you in the LV room?
Oh, dear, now that's awake. I seem to be in the aviary, child.
Oh, good morning, Uncle Steve. I want to go out and brush my teeth. I thought you might be in the LV room.
What, might I ask, is the LV room?
The little boy's room.
My dear child, must I be intruded upon? Can't you find yourself an LG room?
Mom's taking a shower in the other bathroom. Let's hurry. Mom's almost got breakfast ready.
Oh, has she now? I could do with a spot of breakfast. Have her fetch it up immediately, will you?
Are you kidding? You've got to break your leg to get breakfast in bed around here. Uncle Steve, are these your teeth in the soap dish?
Is nothing sacred around here? No, no, those are not my teeth. I'm breaking them in for an old auntie of mine.
I'll put them in the bathtub soap dish. Don't forget to bring them down to breakfast.
I hope they bite her.
What did you say?
I said, must you make so much noise living? Now go and inform your mater I'm ready for my breakfast.
Mom, breakfast is ready. Hurry, dear.
I'll be down in a jiffy.
I don't want you to be late for school again.
Oh, hello, darling.
Good morning, my darling. I was just wondering, did I kiss you this morning?
Bill, I'm trying to dish out this mush.
Bill! Heck, mush again for breakfast.
Your child, Mrs. Smith?
Bombs, aren't you glad I picked such a wonderful man to be your father?
Yes, but I wish you'd finished your honeymoon before I came along.
Hurry with your breakfast. Is Uncle Cecil awake?
He said to tell you he wants his breakfast in bed.
What? Huh? Breakfast in bed he wants. Even I don't get breakfast in bed around here.
Now, darling, we won't make it a habit.
Well.
But he deserves it this once.
Hmm.
He's tired.
He's tired. What about me? I sat up with him till 2 o'clock listening to the old boar hunt Bengal tigers. Believe me, I'll be glad when he leaves.
I think he's with us for good. He's having his stuff sent over from England.
Oh, no, he isn't. I'll stop that.
Like you stopped him from having breakfast in bed?
Eat your mush.
I ate a bowl already.
Well, eat another bowl. Well, now who could be calling at this indecent hour?
I'll answer it. No?
Bill, this is April Day. Finally happened.
Charles
has left me. What will I do?
Hang on till I put Pop in the wire. Gosh, so funny. Pop It's the Wiggle.
The what?
April Day. The Wiggle. Don't you ever read movie magazines?
No, thank heavens. Here, give me that phone. Hello?
Bill, what will I do? Charles has left me.
Again?
Oh, he's gone forever, he says. And we've only been married 11 months. I didn't so want to be married a whole year, just once.
Oh, yes, you poor child. Is there anything I can do, Miss Day?
Yes, I wanted to start divorce proceedings at once.
Oh, now, Miss Day, hadn't you better think this over?
Well, I'll see you at your office at 10. Bye, though.
Bye.
So the April Days have agreed to disagree. I know it wouldn't last.
You eat your mush.
I've had two bowls already.
We'll have another. Eat mine. Why can't everyone be happily married like your mother and me?
Most parents don't have such a nice child to bind them together.
Bumps, listen, the nice one in this family is your mother. And since business is looking up, I'm finally going to get your mother that fur coat.
Oh, really, Pop? Oh, you're wonderful.
Well, competition for my own daughter, huh?
Oh, sure. Did the old fossil enjoy his breakfast?
He wants more.
More? I'm going to have a talk with him about looking for a place of his own.
When, Pop?
Well, one of these days.
I got your buffalo, but I'm not afraid of him.
Well, my little dragon killer, suppose you beard the beast.
I'll think it over.
Well, you start thinking over what you have to take to school. Now, hurry.
Okay, I just got one little thing to attend to. Uncle Steve, are you in your room?
No, I'm not in my room. Have you tried the garage?
Are you decent?
Great Scott, what a question. How would I know? What do you want?
Well, I just thought I'd help you pack.
Oh, very decent. Pack? Why?
For being evicted.
Evicted?
Yes. Didn't Mom and Pop tell you?
Never breathed a word of it.
Oh, I guess they didn't want to worry you. Promise not to tell I told.
Of course. By the way, where are we moving? A larger place, I hope.
That's just it. There's no place to move.
Oh, nonsense, my dear. One doesn't move until one finds a place to move to.
I guess you don't know about the housing shortage in Los Angeles. A lot of people sleep in vacant lots.
What a devilish, perfect devilish outlook. I say, how many days of grace have we?
It might happen any day. All our furniture and us out on the street. Any minute now.
Any minute? They can't do that. Where would I stay?
Look, Uncle Steve, I'll bet you could get a room if you called the YMCA.
Mom, will you get a move on? What on earth's taking you so long?
Coming. I was just doing my good turn for the day. You promised not to let on. I told you about being evicted.
Of course not. I wouldn't think of it.
Well, I hope you find a place to stay. I don't know what will become of the rest of us. So long. Cheerio, I mean.
Cheerio. So long, I mean. A strange child, not a bad sort after all. Well, a house for a house, my kingdom for a house. My kingdom for a house, I say, it's rather good. It is not bad, yes, very good, yes. Well, I better get a rough lot and try and find a house. The nerve of them being evicted. Louis Catchpole, real estate rentals, ring bell. Yes, I think I'll be obstinate and knock. Hello in there, I say. Are you there?
Hell now, if I was out there, I wouldn't be in here. And I ain't out there, I must be in here.
I say there.
You say here, I'm in here.
Oh, forget it, man, forget it. Are you the chap mentioned in the classified section, rents houses?
Well, I rent them when I got them to rent, but when I ain't got them to rent, I don't rent them. Right now, I ain't rent them, and I'll tell you why, because I ain't got them to rent. Don't have a house to rent, do you?
My dear chap, if I had a house to rent, I wouldn't come to you to rent a house. I'd rent a house for my... Confound it, you've got me doing it.
I lost you on the turn. Did you say you did have a house to rent, or did you say you didn't have a house to rent?
Confound it, man, I don't have a house to rent. I want to rent a house. We are being evicted.
Well, I wish I could help you, but the only thing I have is an old castle big enough for King Solomon and his court.
Oh, then you do have a place to rent.
Yes, but I don't think you'd be interested. It's got 28 rooms. I guess they didn't know when to say when.
Well, it's better than a parking lot. I'll take it.
Oh, you take it. Just like that, eh? Fine. Now, if you'll just sign a year's lease and give me $2,000, or did you leave your wallet in your leather trousers, Mr. Rockefeller?
Rockefeller? Who's he?
Who's he? You must be kidding.
No, I'm Smythe. Sir Cecil Smythe. Yes. Here's my card and a passport and some other credentials.
Sir Cecil Smythe, daughter of the Amethyst Unicorn, Knight of His Majesty's Court, honorary member of the Twicklewood Cricket Club. Good gosh, mister. I mean, sir. I'm sorry.
For what?
Well, I thought you were one of those down-and-out Hollywood actors trying to put on the dog. Gosh, real royalty.
I'd like to move in today, of course.
Well, that's sort of sudden, but I guess it can be arranged. It's April Day's house, the movie actress. She's going to Mexico. She and her husband are...
They're what?
Don't you read the gossip columns? P-F-F-F-T.
Wipe your chin, old chap. Tell me, what is... May I have the handkerchief?
Well, it means they've got weddings. They're renovating, lifting. You know, divorce.
How fortunate for me. Do I have to sign a lease?
Oh, there's no rush.
Oh, I'll do it now and get it over with. Send the bill to my nephew, William Smith, the barrister. He handles all my affairs. $2,000, eh? He'll be delighted I found such a bargain. I must find a mover. I say, where does one find this Van Johnson who moves people? Are you sure this lorry will hold the whole house full of furniture, my good man?
Sure. Nice house you're moving out of.
Yes, wait till you see the one we're moving into.
Everything in the house go?
Oh, yes, every stick. I'll phone my nephew from the new house after we've moved. He's quite a surprise, don't you imagine, old boy?
No, Nancy, listen, if I knew getting you a fur coat was going to make you cry, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
I'm glad, darling.
Look, Bill. I know I shouldn't ask this, but... I mean, where did...
Yes, where did I get the money for the coat? I knew you were going to ask that. April Day's divorce.
Oh.
Oh, now look, Stoop, be sensible. I'm a lawyer. It's business.
I know. But money for someone else's misfortune.
But darling, how about doctors and firemen, dentists, anyone else you care to name? They make their living on other people's misfortunes.
Well, I never thought of that before.
Well, I have, often. And I'm not sure I like it, but it's a fact.
Oh, I guess I just want everybody to be happily married and no divorces. Hey, are you going to drive right past the house?
Yeah, oh, no, I didn't notice.
Oh. Go turn on the lights. I'll bring the groceries.
Okay.
Cheese, avocados. Oh, I forgot soap powder again.
Nancy, come here, quick.
Is anything wrong?
Wrong. We've been robbed. Look inside.
Oh!
Is the bedroom bare?
Bare as a tomb. Anything in your study?
Not even my pipe. The dining room?
Empty. The phone.
Yeah.
Maybe this will explain it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Hello?
This is the Cooper Radio Survey. Are you listening to your radio?
Are you kidding? Somebody just stole our radio.
Oh, that's too bad. Look, so you won't miss the commercial, I'll connect you with the sponsor himself.
Oh.
No.
Yes. Locate my furniture.
Any news of the furniture, darling?
No, it was a radio survey. Say, I wonder where Bumps is. And Uncle Cecil.
That's a cheerful thought.
What?
Maybe Uncle Cecil's been stolen, too, hmm? Phil, darling, will you stop pacing up and down, wearing out the rug?
Rug? What rug? They took the rug, too, you know. There is nothing I hate more than a sneak thief.
Look, anybody who walked out with a piano and a whole house full of furniture in broad daylight is hardly a sneak thief.
Oh, well, it's still the principle of the thing.
Oh, it'll turn up. You wait and see.
Oh, Nancy, you're so naive. Look, it's gone. Gangs that pull jobs like this are well organized. They've probably observed our habits for days.
Hello, everybody. Gosh, isn't it exciting?
Bumps, do you know anything about this?
Well, just that I came home from school, the furniture was gone.
Oh.
The men took it off in a truck.
Well, why didn't you stop them? Or were you helping them load?
Oh, no. Oh, no, I wasn't here. Mrs. Wilson next door saw them. She wrote down the license number of the truck.
Oh.
I got it here.
Well, give me that number quick, Bumps. 4Z6724T.
What are you going to do?
Get the police on the trail. I'm not going to sleep or eat till I see someone behind the bars. They can't... The operator, please, quick. My gosh, a truck shouldn't be so hard to find. What is wrong with those police?
Oh, sit down and relax.
Relax where? In the Morris chair that isn't here? Or in the sofa that isn't here?
On this orange crate with me. After all, we started marriage with only a bed and a coffee pot.
Hmm. Now we don't even have a pot. Oh, at last. Maybe they've caught our furniture thieves. Hello?
Are you there?
Oh.
William, I have news for you.
News? What kind of news?
Rather unfortunate, I'm afraid. I've run afoul of the local Scotland Yard.
What?
I'm in the brig. You know, they placed me in the stir.
Jail? What did you do?
Nothing that I know of. They say something about me taking the rap. Apparently, they think I robbed the cloakroom.
Oh.
I say, could you hop right down with the $2,000?
$2,000?
Failed, yes. Can you imagine me being worth $2,000?
No, I can't. Furthermore, you're lucky you have a place to sleep. We don't. Pleasant dreams.
Was that Uncle Cecil?
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, he's in some sort of trouble. Probably driving down the left-hand side of the street again.
Oh, what are we going to do?
No, nothing right now. I'll try to get him out tomorrow somehow. Oh, hello.
Here, Sergeant Scanlon at headquarters. There we got your thief.
Oh.
Have him red-handed with the goods.
Sergeant, you are an honor to the force. I love you.
And wouldn't you know it? He's a shabby Englishman.
Wait, just a minute. His name isn't Smythe, is it?
Ah, that's it.
Oh.
Probably got a long record.
Mm-hmm.
He's got shifty eyes.
Sergeant, listen, don't let that man... Don't let that fella get out of your sight. I'll be right down. This was an inside job. Well, guess what? Our burglar is caught. And who is it? Sir Cecil Smythe. The man you served breakfast to in bed.
Uncle Cecil?
Yes, caught with the goods. You know, Nancy, neither one of us ever saw Sir Cecil before he came here. I bet this guy is a phony.
Oh, how could he be?
Well, easy. Spends $10 getting a fake passport and some credentials and walks off with everything we own.
But his accent.
Oh, darling, accents in Hollywood are a dime a dozen. What burns me is... probably him now. Wants a clean shirt or something. Hello?
Bill, this is April Day. Guess what?
Miss Day, believe me, I am beyond guessing. What?
Charles
Duff
came back.
Charles? Came back?
It was all a silly misunderstanding.
Oh. I am without words.
And he bought me the most wonderful fur coat for a feast offering. Wasn't it sweet of him?
It's all I needed. He bought you a fur coat.
Yes, the darling. Just forget all about the divorce. Oh, one more thing. I rented the house, but now I want to break the lease.
Miss Day, breaking a lease these days is 2 degrees colder than impossible.
But the man hasn't paid us any money yet.
Well...
Oh, just a minute, Bill.
What's that, Charles, darling?
Charles, darling.
Bill, Charles says we'll pay to have the lease broken if necessary.
Well, you know, with a housing shortage, it won't be easy. By the way, who rented your barn?
An Englishman, Sir Cecil Smythe.
Who?
Sir Cecil Smythe, you know him?
I have heard of him. I tell you what, Miss Day. If Charles is willing to pay you $2,000 to have the lease broken, I'll see what I can do. Send a check over for cash to me. I might be able to get you out of this. Well, guess what now? Uncle Cease has... Darling, what are you doing?
Putting the fur coat back in the box.
What?
Oh, I knew it was too good to last.
Oh, you little dope. Come here. I like to kiss tears.
Well, I'm glad they're back together. It's more important than a fur coat.
Now, Nancy, you take that coat and put it back in the box. Take it out now. You know what? I think I have just done something brilliant.
All right. This way, Mr. Smith.
Yes.
We got that phony Englishman locked up in the drunk tank. He's been entertaining the rummies with tiger hunting stories. What a creep. There he is on the corner cot. Just call me if he gets filed.
Yes, yes, I will. Thanks a lot, Sergeant.
Well, William, what have they thrown you in for?
Uncle Cease, dear Uncle Cease, I have just come to apologize for being so curt to you on the telephone.
Oh, I hope you've been caught in a burglary.
No. Uncle Cease, I understand that you have a lease on April Day's house. Now, look, if you will tear up that lease, I'll get you out of here.
Tear it up? But where will we move when we're evicted?
Oh, we can... Evicted? Who's being evicted?
Why, Bumps told me we... Ah, I see it all, yes. What a warped mind that child has.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing at all.
Well, fine. Now, Uncle Cease, if you'll just give me that lease.
Something awfully suspicious here. First you were going to let me rot in jail, and now we're all treacle and honey.
Well, it's just because we like you. We want you back home.
Somehow, William, I don't feel very secure in your household.
Uncle Cecil, you don't feel welcome. Uncle Cease.
You're inviting me to stay on, then? Permanently?
If you just give me the lease.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm growing rather fond of this place.
Oh.
No birds, no children. They bring me in my breakfast.
Well, we'll bring you your breakfast.
You will, eh?
Yes.
In bed?
No. If you'll just give me the lease.
Seems a shame to bother Nancy. My dear William, if I thought you would serve me breakfast in bed, I might consider your proposition.
Oh, all right. Breakfast in bed. I'll bring you breakfast in bed. I should live so long.
You'll be late for school.
Ah, good morning, Mrs. Smith. Did I tell you how beautiful... Nancy, why are you frying eggs dressed in your fur coat?
Because I'm taking it back to the store this morning.
What?
And I wanted to wear it just once.
You're taking it back? Why?
I think you know.
Oh, Nancy, now listen. That $2,000 for breaking the lease for April Day was perfectly legitimate. It was...
Would you buy yourself a present with it?
That's different. I've been promising you that coat for years, and I...
Darling, look at me. Which is more important, business rules or the golden rule?
No, all right.
Oh, stop pouting.
Not pouting. I'm mad at myself. You're just too good for me.
Oh.
Well, it's true. Darling, I love every part of you, and to prove it, watch.
What are you doing?
I'm about to tear up a check for $2,000.
Bill, stop. Don't you dare.
Well, you just said... Women. I just can't figure them out. That's...
I want you to light my cigarette.
What?
I've never lit a cigarette with a $1,000 check.
Nancy, you are the maddest woman I was ever married to. Come here, kiss me.
Oh, I love you, Bill. Awfully, awfully much. Nothing will ever spoil our happiness. Nothing will ever spoil.
I see down there. William, I'm ready for my breakfast. Hurry it up, will you, old boy?
That, breakfast in bed. I did live so long, and Nancy, you remind me today to buy rat poisoning. Now, a word from our sponsor.
Live from the Theater of the Mind, containing fewer calories or commercials than any other old-time radio show, it's the WRVO Playhouse. Good company only on the membership-supported WRVO stations. WRVD Syracuse, FM 90.3. WRVJ Watertown, FM 91.7. WRVN Utica, FM 91.9. And WRVO Oswego Syracuse, FM 89.9.
Come back to haunt me. And speaking of that, we hope you'll come back to haunt us next week at the same time. Shall we synchronize watches? All right, then. Brenda Marshall, Arthur Treacher, Jan Ford, Kyle Hawk, and I will see you next week. The Smiths of Hollywood is written by Dick Nosterman and directed by Vic Knight. Andrew Hickox is the producer. As Uncle Cecil would say, cheerio, we'll see you next week.